What if I told you that the key to all success in this world, the key to all bracha in this world is in Parshas Ekev? That concealed in the psukim of Ekev, you're going to find the source to all success. The word Ekev, the Targum tells us, Ekev means a chalaf. Chalaf is Aramaic for schar. The word Ekev, Parsh Ekev, means schar. Parsh Ekev is all about how to receive schar, how to be successful, how to receive bracha. And so the psukim tell us, Vaya Ekev, if you want to see Ekev, if you want to get schar, Tishmu nesa mishpatim ha'ila. Listen to the mishpatim, ushmartim and keep them, vasisim osam and do them, and then Hashem's going to pay you back, vahevcha is going to love you, uveracha is going to give you bracha, v'yubecha is going to make you multiply, uverach pibinicha. And it's going to be Baruch Tiyem Mikol Ha'amim. This is all about how to receive bracha. Listening to the mitzvahs is the key to getting schar, to getting ekev in this world. Now the word ekev is a very strange word. Why is the word ekev being used to tell us that the schar you're going to get is ekev? What does ekev even mean? So Rashi tells us that if a person keeps even the mitzvah kalos, even the small mitzvahs, that he's dash b'ikva, that he steps on, dash is lashon of threshing and stepping, if he steps with his heels, he'll get schar. So those mitzvot kalos that people normally step on and ignore, they step on it as it's nothing, if he even keeps those mitzvot, that's going to be the source of all schar. What does it mean, Ekev, stepping on mitzvos kalos? This is the reason for bracha and schar in this world. So let's look at Parsha Ekev overall. Parsha Ekev, as I said, speaks all about brachos. We have a halacha brought down in the Gemara that a person should recite mea brachos every single day. You should say 100 brachos every single day. And that's based on the pasuk in this week's Parsha. The pasuk says, Va'ata Yisrael, now, Klal Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Me'imach. What does Hashem ask from you? Kim Liyira. All Hashem asks for you is to fear us. And the Gemara Menacha says this is a source for Me'e Brachos. How is this a source for Me'e Brachos? So there are many interpretations, but Rashi says the word Im should be Me'a. Ki Me'a. What does Hashem ask from you? Shoel Me'imach. Ki Me'a. He asks for 100. 100 what? 100 Brachos. So however you derive it from the pasuk, this is clearly, the Gemara says, this is the source of Me'e Brachos found in our Parsha, Parsha Ekev. Furthermore, there's only one bracha that we are required to say. There's only one bracha midaraisa. One bracha midaraisa is benching. And that's again in this week's Parsha, v'chalta v'savata v'rachta. When a person eats, when a person is then satisfied, he's supposed to say a bracha, he's supposed to bench. So the source of bracha, the Birkas HaMazon, and the source of saying Me'e Brachos is in this week's Parsha, Parshas Ekev. So how does one get to the brachos? How does one receive a bracha from Hashem? How do you get the schar? So I think the answer is very, very simple. This answer is also found throughout the Parsha. It's a very simple solution of getting the job done. Completing a project from A to Z. Dotting all the I's and the crossing the T's, getting every single detail, that's how you get bracha. That's how you're successful, just being consistent. How many of us have started projects, whether it's a project in the home, building something, putting something together, or something, a business opportunity, or started a book, or a sefer, and never finished it? We have so many hasagos, so many big goals we want to get finished, and we start this, and we start that, and we leave so many projects unfinished. We push them off, we procrastinate. How many of us promise our kids we're going to take them to get a Slurpee, or we're going to take them to a baseball game, or we're going to get them a gift from the store, and we never follow through? These are empty promises we give our kids all the time. The idea of Me'e Brachos, of saying 100 brachos a day, is to recognize Hashem every single detail from morning to evening. From when we wake up to Modani, saying Birchas HaShachar, going to the bathroom, eating, drinking, putting on clothing, putting on shoes. Every step of the way we're saying a bracha, every minor detail, we're supposed to be reminded of Hashem. And we all get excited in the morning, we say Modani, we go to Shacharis, we daven a long Shacharis, and the rest of the day we forget Hashem. May a bracha is meant to remind us every step of the way. We need to remember Hashem from morning till night, from wake up till sleep. That's the concept of May Brachas. It reminds us that every single detail counts. It's about finishing a project, taking a mitzvah from start to finish. We all get very excited. We pick out our dal minim. We look so carefully. We're so excited. The most beautiful esrog and most beautiful lulav, hadas, maravos. The first day of Sukkot, we shake with all this excitement and the enthusiasm. And then by day two already, we're sick of the mitzvah. Why can't we keep that same excitement, that same enthusiasm as the first day to the rest of the days? The concept of Me'er Brachas reminds us every single stage of the day, every detail counts. And that's why 100. 100 symbolizes complete, a whole concept. 100 is everything. It's a complete number. And the truth is, it's a very clear Rashi in this week's parasha as well. Rashi says, based on the pasuk, Kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, the whole mitzvah. What's kol ha-mitzvah? What do you mean the whole mitzvah? Says Rashi, im haschalas b'mitzvah gamur osa. If you begin a mitzvah, make sure you finish the mitzvah. Kol ha-mitzvah. Do the entire mitzvah from A to Z. Don't just start doing it. Don't shake the lulav first day with the excitement and then forget about it. Have that same enthusiasm from beginning to end. Because she'ein nikreis ha-mitzvah ela al shem ha-gomro. A mitzvah is only credited to the one who finishes the mitzvah. If you start the mitzvah and someone else finishes it, you don't get the credit. How do we know? Because the pasuk says in Yoshua, that es atzmos Yosef asher helu bnei Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, that bnei Yisrael brought the bones of Yosef from Mitzrayim. Well, that's not true. Moshe was the one who took out the bones of atzmos Yosef. But since Moshe didn't complete it, he didn't finish bringing it in to Eretz Yisrael, he did not get recognition for the mitzvah. Only the one who finishes it. So kol ha-mitzvah means im haschalas ha-mitzvah, make sure to gamur osa. Make sure you complete the mitzvah. That's the idea of Parshas Ekev. Every single detail from beginning to end. All mea brachos. Kol ha-mitzvah. Complete the entire mitzvah. There's one bracha deraisa in the entire Torah, and that's benching. V'chalta v'savata v'rachta. Rav Soloveitchik asks, why is it true? Why dafka benching? Why is benching the only one? Why don't we say bracha after we drink? Why is that not a Birkas HaMazon. Why don't we bench after we drink water? Why don't we bench after we have vegetables or apples? And so Rav Soloveitchik explains, because when a person takes an apple off the tree, it doesn't take much for a farmer to grow an apple. You have a tree, and it grows, and you pick off the apple. There's nothing you do other than plant the tree that one year, and then everything else grows from year to year, from the sun, from the water, from the oxygen. And when you see that apple, it's clear that it comes from Hashem. But when it comes to bread, the process of bread, the farmer needs to go and plant the seed. He needs to plow it, cover it, water it, let it grow, let the sun come out, cut it, break it open, separate it, sift it, separate it more, knead it, bake it, and now he's got a beautiful, tasty piece of bread. And when that farmer sits down to eat that bread, he thinks, I worked really hard this entire year to taste this delicious bread. And he says, Kochi ve'otzim yadi, this is all my own strength, all my effort. And he forgets that it all comes from Hashem. So it's specifically when it comes to benching that a person needs to be reminded, wait a second here. The only reason why you had the ability to make such a bread is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed you. He put that potential in that kernel of wheat. He put the potential with the water and the sun. Everything you did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the ability to create something. Like Hashem creates the world, so too Hashem gives man the ability to create. And a farmer needs to be reminded that, wait a second, Hashem gave this to me. It's hard to remember that. It's very easy to forget this Hashem is doing. So dafka, this benching, when it comes to the end where a person is going to forget Hashem, you're reminded of achalta, v'svata, but don't forget for achta. Take the mitzvah at the end. Make sure you go from the beginning to the end. When you're davening for it to rain, you're davening for it to rain, you see Hashem. You know you need Hashem for it to rain. It can't rain without Hashem. You need Hashem's participation here. But at the end, it's very easy to forget Hashem. So again, Vachalta V'Savata V'Rachta is reminding us that same trust in Hashem from the beginning, have that same bitachon in Hashem at the end, from A to Z, from beginning to the end. And that's exactly what Rashi means in the beginning of Parshas Ekev. Im ha-mitzvot kalos she'odim dash b'ikvav, those mitzvot that he steps on, people don't care for those types of mitzvot. What's dash? You're in the farm, you're in the threshing field, and you step on the kernels of wheat. What's going on here? So beautifully, Yosef Nechemia, Kornitzer, that many mitzvot kalos people don't really care for. They just care about chapping the mitzvah. They don't care about the details, the substance, just getting the mitzvah done, checking it off. It's a whole list here, a checklist. But a person takes a mitzvah seriously, even the small, very detail-oriented mitzvahs, and mekayim those from A to Z, even though everyone else is dush, b'ikvav, everyone else steps on them with their feet as if it's a nothing mitzvah, that's how a person gets the schar. That's how you get bracha, by fulfilling every detail of even mitzvahs kalos. That's the whole concept of all Parshas Ekev. And that's why the Ekev is the bottom of the person, the back, the end, those that which is forgotten about, the end of the mitzvah, where people forget. You have the excitement in the beginning, but the end, the bottom, the Ekev, that's where we forget about it. So that's why we wear na'alayim, shoes. You put shoes on your feet to make sure nothing gets forgotten about. Even that end of the mitzvah, the end of the project, make sure you cross all the T's, dot all the I's. And the na'alayim are there to close it off, like ne'ilah. Ne'ilah is the last tefillah of Yom Kippurim. It's not to tell us that the doors are closed, we can't daven anymore. What the Sfarim say is ne'ilah is supposed to help us keep the Kedusha. That we're inside with Shemayim, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the innermost circle. And the ne'ilah Sasharim is closing the gates so no one else could come in. We're preserving and protecting our Kedusha. So we put the na'alayim on our ekaf, on our heel, to make sure that even the ends of a mitzvah are being complete properly from beginning to end. And that's exactly what we say the end of the parsha again. The very last pasuk. Not the last pasuk, the very end. The pasuk says, Mereishis Hashana Vad Achris Hashana. Again in Parshat Ekev, you should be as consistent, Mereishis, from the beginning of the year until the end of the year. You need that sense of consistency. You need to keep that momentum. It needs to be one whole unit. This love of Achdus, the number one. The number one represents this consistency from beginning to end. There's no broken parts. There's no factions here. One unit from beginning to end. And it's no coincidence that the amount of Pesukim in Parshat Ekev is Kuf Yud Aleph, which is 111, 1, 1, 1, to highlight that the whole Parsha Ekev, in order to receive the Ekev, in order to receive the Schar, is to go Reishis Hashana Ad Acharis Hashana. You need to have that consistency of that number one. 111, 111, the idea of the number one is that consistency, one entity, from beginning until the end. It's a beautiful story about a person being consistent and placing his eyes and efforts on his goal till he finally receives his schar. Rabbanim Mipshischa told a story about a yid whose name was Rabbi Isaac. Rabbi Isaac had this dream that had been reoccurring night after night that he should travel to Prague. And in the dream it described, portrayed to him that he should go around the palace in Prague and he should go underneath a little bridge. And underneath the bridge he should dig, and he's going to find a tremendous treasure. And he first ignored this dream, and then he heard the dream again, he saw the dream again, and it kept repeating itself. He said, you know what, maybe I should listen to the dream. And Rabbi Isaac traveled to Prague, and when he got to Prague, he immediately went to find the palace, and then he quickly finds the bridge. And as he approaches the bridge, he was terribly disappointed, because it was protected by hundreds of soldiers around this bridge day and night. And there's no way he could get close to that bridge, let alone dig underneath the bridge for this supposed treasure. So Rabbi Isaac was very, very upset that he schlepped all the way over here to Prague to find nothing. So he started to just walk around, fantasizing what it would have been like to find such a treasure and to be able to use so much money. And after that, he decided he should go get a hotel and go to sleep. So he went to sleep in Prague, and that morning he woke up and he was going to head back to his home, but he said, you know what, let me go back. Goes back to the bridge. Nothing has changed. The soldiers are still guarding the bridge and guarding the palace. But nonetheless, he did this day after day. And this went on for a few days. He just kept them waiting, hoping that maybe one day the soldiers wouldn't show up and he'd get to dig underneath the bridge, which in reality he knew would be impossible. So now the general who was there noticed that every single day this Yid was coming over. So he goes over to him. And he asks him, tell me, Yid, I noticed that every single day you come, what exactly are you looking for something? Are you waiting for someone? So Isaac said, he was honest with him, he said, I had this dream. And the dream told me I should come to Prague, to this bridge, underneath the bridge, and there's going to be a big treasure. So when he heard this, the general started to laugh at him. Because you saw a dream, so you're going to go follow to a city of Prague? I had a dream also. You think I listened to the dream? You know what my dream said? I had a dream that I should travel to Krakow, and there's a Jewish home there who was owned by a guy, Rabbi Isaac, and underneath the house, underneath the tunnel or the oven, there's this treasure. You think I'm going to go over to Krakow to find some guy, Rabbi Isaac? It's crazy. You don't listen to dreams. Rabbi Isaac heard this. He said, thank you. It was a nice meeting you. And he quickly ran home to Krakow, went to his oven, removed his oven, started to dig, and he found the tremendous treasure underneath his tunnel. And this is a great example of a person having a dream, having an image, having a goal, and sticking with it from beginning to end, trusting your gut, and in the end you'll be zocha to that treasure, to that schar, to the ekev. We should all be zocha to the goal that we're all anticipating for, and to receive that tremendous schar and bracha with the coming of the Mashiach, the Gula Shem of Mitas Meher V'Yameinu. Amen.